That's recording. Called the root problem of all the problems in this generation, the root cause of all the problems in this generation, is Chaisa Simcha V'Tuv Leivov. For those that were away, we're at the beginning of the Daf Lamed Gimel, we're about to start the introduction. We were doing the introduction for the last few weeks, now we're going to start with the real introduction. Okay? It's just a few pages. Okay. Let's get all the definitions clearly. So that's what we said. We said if a... And we said that Simcha is not just a Hiddur mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv, and it's fundamental. Mibayt midrashah, we're on Daf Lamed Hay. Mibayt midrashah shal Rashi HaKadosh, Elohim dimanu dvarim nairim b'nais hazeh. From the base midrash of Rashi, we learn very awesome things on this subject. The law Simcha, lo neichel lidreichas v'chelila, al meposam avaydus Hashem. It's a posuk, v'shevachti ani is a simcha. Oh, Rashi, and I gave praise to simcha, says Shlomo HaMelech. Mefarsh Rashi says, she is sameach v'chelkoi, v'oisek v'pikudim yeshorim v'samchei leiv. Was a sameach b'chelkoi. He was celebrated what he had. Va'isek b'begidim yeshorim mesam chaylev, and he was a oisek in b'begidim yeshorim, b'kaidim yeshorim, straight pathways that mesam chaylev. V'lo yeye shtuf acha har bois hoin b'neshech umar bis v'gezel. And he didn't go after a increasing his wealth via a neshech v'ribis, by doing all sorts of illegal halachic things, v'gezel. When a person's desperate for money, usually those are the things that come on. He starts borrowing and lending with ribis, and he starts getting all the zaylas. He's not about going out and knocking off somebody's head, but he starts getting into all the dodgy little grey area deals. Very careful. Call me Shaina Samach Bachelkoi, we're still in Rashi. Call me Shaina Samach Bachelkoi, says Rashi, listen to this, it's frightening. Shatuf Acha Hamoman, he's drawn off the Moman. The Bali da Averas Gezel Vainov Ribis. And he will become involved in the Averas of Ribis and Oino and Gezel. If a Shaina Samach Bachelkoi, Lin and Avas Ishtoi, someone who's not the Samach Bechelkoi in relation to loving his wife will be drawn off to other women to think about them and to get involved in this relationship. Ad Khan Dibre Rashi. Let's just get Rashi. What's Rashi saying? Rashi is quoting a pasuk in Keheles. He's quoting the Keheles. That a person who's not Samach Bechelkoi will be drawn off to two things. Yeah? Oino Ribis Fagezel, Ribis Ein Chedek Lulamava. Lo Kam Betchir Samaisim, sorry. Lo Kam Betchir Samaisim. Gezel and Oino, serious Chomedic Aveiras. And someone who's not the Samach Bechelkoi in relation to his wife will come to the Isav Eishas Ish, which is Chayv Koros. As I said, Rashi, Naira Nairais. The only time I ever seen these two words together in every story. Naira Nairais. The Shalom would say, Pelatloy. This is frightening. We think so, you're not Samach Bechelkoi. Fine, you know, Selby, so get your act together, come on, you've got to be happy with your lot. Someone who's not Samach Bechelkoi is going to land up, says Rashi, Gezel, Oino, Ribis, Eishasish. Rashi Ma'amid is called Kaitav Avedis Hashem. Rashi's mamet, the old musag of avodas Hashem, of serving God, with its mitzvah benalchem and mitzvahs benalam lemakom, on the yisod of simcha, al midah samach bechelkoi. This midah of samach bechelkoi, fundamental. Lelo simcha adam shotu v'acha amoven v'acha kihure aveira rachmana letzlam. Without being Samach Bechelkoi, a person is chasing and running after a virus, Chomodika virus, and Hura virus. There is no breaks for his plunge down. We can't know in a kama chasuva vichyeni is he a simcha avureinu vat kama eina nirushim lisalim imenu. From here we see how chasuv and important and critical this is, and how you are not permitted to lisalim from it, to ignore it, to turn your eye away from it. This is the critical sugya. Pele fluit. And if not, it's not just that you'll be a bit miserable. You're going to go looking for it somewhere else. The person doesn't feel good inside himself, he's going to look for it outside. All for today, that's enough, no?
Yes.
Enough for the day, no? You take with you at least a month of deep meditation in Musa Seder before you restore yourself from the shock. Rashi says if you're not samach b'chelkoi, you're going to be running after and chasing after, and you're going to come to all these avarias in order to get more and more things.
I'm
making happen. It's samach, you have a chiv to make panosah, so go make a chiv to make panosah. And whatever Hashem gives you, you're samach b'chelkoi. And if Hashem didn't give it to you today, well then you don't need it. Samach b'chelkoi is premised on the fact that everything that's happening comes from Hashem and it's good for me. You have to make ishtadlis. You can't sit at home and say, oh, well, it's good for me, I'm going to be happy. No, you've got to make ishtadlis. Make ishtadlis. How much ishtadlis? Where ishtadlis? Whatever, fine, that's another subject. But you've got to make valid ishtadlis. Once you've made valid ishtadlis, that's it. Whatever you get, that's what's best for you, that's the Tzemach B'Chelkoi. That's Pshatim Tzemach B'Chelkoi. There's no bread in the house today, Rachmana Litzlan. You've made all the ishtadlis you can. That's the Rosh Hashem. Tzemach B'Chelkoi. How you do that, I don't know. I'm not giving lectures here. Hey, Smach Bachelko, when the cupboard's bare. It's over to you. I'm trying to learn this as well. You have to ask somebody bigger. Ask him. Good. But that's what's being taught here, yes. What's it is? It's for one subject.
One second.
First of all, we have to be Samach Bechelke. And then we can start preaching Samach Bechelke to other people. If your wife doesn't have anything to eat, go find her food. Go do something to feed her. We're talking about other people now. God knocks on your door and you haven't got food, you don't start teaching him Hilchos Betochen. You give him something to eat. I don't know about other people. I've got to first get this into my bones a little before I start worrying about other people. Yeah. You get your act together. Don't worry about her. If you're really working on this and you're really holding by this, right? And she's in your ear, well, then she's telling you need to work a bit harder. Or some other message. I don't know what he's telling you. You think you can just jump into this okay, overnight and it's going to be a real issue in your home in 2 days' time? You're missing the point here. We're talking about some serious high level here. We're discussing an ideal. What Rashi is telling you is don't think that this is just like a nice thing that you can work on in your spare time. The Samach Bechelkoi. Samach Bechelkoi is fundamental. If you don't work on this, you're going to end up in serious trouble. That's what Rashi is telling you.
I hear the message. It's good.
Yeah? Okay. Fine.
And he writes
in the Talmud. Nairan Navis. Well, it's awesome. Because we take Rashi at face value. We take Rashi, you know, that's what Rashi said. Rashi's never been dramatic. Rashi never wastes a word and never wastes an emotion. It means Rashi's coming to explain Pshat in Koheles. He's telling what Shlomo Melech's telling you. Maybe Shlomo Melech's being a bit dramatic. But we never accuse Shlomo Melech of being dramatic either. Never accuse Rashi of being dramatic. If we take Rashi, we take Talmidei Rashi, those of us who hopefully are, you know, consider ourselves to be Talmidim of Rashi, we know that Rashi tells us something you've got to take it very seriously because Rashi is telling you Alach Lamaisa. Alach Lamaisa. Person who's not Samach Bechelko is going to land himself up in a bunch of whole different avails. The one in Abbas Ishtar is much easier to see. If you're not Samach Bechelko with your wife, you're going to be looking at everybody else's wives. That's not being dramatic. We know that is a fact. You have to look at the state of marriage out there today, yeah? That we know is a fact. Business about mamas come to Gezel? Yeah. If you go look at the Torah's definition of what's called Gezel and what's called Vibis, Vibis doesn't just mean, you know, you go up to God and say, lend me $50, I'll give you back $100. There's subtle issues of Rebbeis, and there's all sorts of avails that you're over, but where you, yeah, because you're cutting corners, because whatever, like he says, that's a perfect example. You come home and there's no bed in the house or whatever, and your wife's about to hit you in the ear. So you, whatever, yeah, you sort of, you know, you put your foot on the scale or whatever, you pull a dodgy deal, you know, God forbid, we're not talking about armed robbery. But there are plenty of grey areas in business today where people will tell you that, you know, if you everyone does it, Rabbi, you have to.
And this mitzvah...
To be a samach b'chelka b'ishto.
No, and if you don't, and if you're not...
If you don't, you'll be over the isofacious ish. You'll stop thinking about other women, and eventually you'll end up... Thinking itself is an isa, very serious isa, but eventually you'll come to be over the act as well. That's Shlomo Melech. Shlomo Melech talking.
What is the other way,
too? Other way. Let me just... Every area this applies. Let's go a little bit weiter. Yaakov has a valid emotional reaction, which I appreciate. Maybe be a little bit dramatic, yeah? Okay, so let's go take the next step into this honest journey. Hasibel Khurban Ulagolas Hakasha. What is the cause of this very difficult destruction that we had 2,000 years ago and the ongoing exile that is hard and getting harder? First way, that was about the Torah itself. The entire weight, the heaviness and the weight of this Golas, the Torah itself places on this subject. HaKadosh Baruch Hu achri ev Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, v'kol l'tanu rachmona l'tzlan, tzadik chet klalos, and cursed us, rachmona l'tzlan, with 98 curses, which are brought down in the Torah, HaKsuvus b'mishnah Torah, in Dvarim, Yatzanu legolus arucha and ikras b'fi Chazal tohaim she'ein lo cheker. We're in an exile which Chazal define as being an endless pit. A tohaim, I don't know what the English word for tohaim is.
An abyss.
Yeah, even more than an abyss. It's a tohaim. A tohaim is an infinite, a black hole, an infinite hole. Alfei shnei sevel v'yisurim lechos aleinu. Thousands of years of suffering and burdens. As a result of lacking simcha in avodas Hashem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu madiyeh lanu mefurish b'toras hakadosha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells us mefurish. You don't need Rashi, you don't need Shlomo Melech. It's a mefurish pasuk, an explicit pasuk in the Torah. What is the cause of the churban, of this goddess that we're in? Says the pasuk in Dvarim, Pechavchet, pasuk mem zayin. If you look, see if they haven't censored it. Shteit mefurish. Tachas asher lo avodatas Hashem elokecha besimcha v'tuv leivav miroiv koil. Because you did not serve Hashem v'simcha v'tuv leivav. Meroit Koil, whatever that means. If you had too much, whatever. We'll see. Whatever Meroit Koil means, we'll get there. We serve Hashem. It says, we were serving Hashem. We were keeping the mitzvahs. We were from. Ulam avedascha lo yise besimcha v'tuv leivav. Our avoda was not with simcha v'tuv leivav. Nim zimkem zreiz asrim prahus yagarim lekol zeis. It means that lack of simcha and v'tuvle called all this Auschwitz, Spanish Inquisitions, Tachvetat, all godless. Hashem himself places at the door of this. Keitzat novinzois. How do you understand this? This would leave you speechless. Why is simcha such a fundamental, foundational thing? All the whole goddess that we've suffered up today, 2,000 years. Something so light, okay, so I wasn't so happy, fine, shoot me, I wasn't so happy. The whole goddess. One thing's clear. We don't understand what simcha is, right?
No.
Oh, we don't understand what this whole simcha with two labor business is. That causes this. Because it's a punishment. Because it's a punishment.
Whatever you think, I said you don't feel.
You put your head in. You put your head in the fire. Your head gets burnt. You don't have simcha. It causes chulven. Who's in the punishment? Let's see. Let's understand. One step at a time. One step at a time. We first got to define the problem, then we got to find solutions. I don't believe this book was written, and I don't believe the guy that's reading it and translating the words here. He actually was looking for Kavusa to learn the Sefer with, and you guys came along for the ride. Assumes that all we're going to do is dump you into a pit and show you that the reason why we're such a mess is you're not simple to lave off, and off you go. I assume the Kuf, how many pages here? The 290 odd pages of the Sefer. Hopefully you're coming to somehow address the problem. I don't believe if Tab has been walking around the world for the last 50 years giving shirim on this subject, you know, because he's walking around Behelem like Malasot. Vice versa, the Torah has a cure. If there's a problem in the world, then the Torah tells us what the cure is. Our problem is we're ignorant. We don't know what the... Okay, let's go learn. We'll find out. Boom, you'll know. Now, we know one thing, that in order to bring the Beis HaMikdash back, whatever caused its destruction, has to be rectified, right? If not drinking water was the cause of the Beis HaMikdash, then the only way you're going to get the Beis HaMikdash back is if you start drinking water. You can't have the Beis HaMikdash back if the cause of the destruction is still in place. So Hagula told you, therefore redemption has to come about as a result of our doing tshuva in this Nakuda. By the way, you'll tell me that the Chazal says that the Beis HaMikdash goes to the Sinus Chinam, Kino Raish, Likas Domin, in the Chinam. In Achinam, that's what he said. That's the Rashin in Goeles. The lack of simcha is going to cause you to be over the Vodazor. You're going to go looking all over the world for anything else. Sinus Chinam, Shlichas Domin, Kino Raish. In Achinam, yeah. A person is the simcha, Tzuv Leibov, doesn't go off the Vodazor, Shlichas Domin, Kino Raish, etc. In Achinam.
Why is it a consequence of the rush?
Why is it a consequence of what?
Why is Avodah Zarah
not the Samach Bechalko, you're going to go looking elsewhere. So you'll stop the Ayved Avodah Zarah, and you'll stop the Ayved Gilo Rice, and you'll stop looking for all sorts of pleasures outside the Torah confines.
That should be a very specific example.
Rashi gave specific examples. Okay, fine. Gezel is part of the Shlichas Domin. Yeah, you can, okay.
We're now.
I can broaden Rashi, yeah, because Rashi's Mamamish Madaik and Rashi teaches Klalim. If I can apply that Klal elsewhere, I can apply the Klal. If it works, you're right, we have to go test it out. Let's go test it out. Okay. I stand corrected for being too general. Okay. I was being a little too general. You're right.
Ah. Be happy.
That's only after two sharing, eh? And look, you're already. See how much you've grown, I realize. No, I'm done today. You had that before you came, yeah? Alright. Okay, let's just finish up. Yes, okay. Mikiman Chokhoy Sasim Chayi Asimil Khurban, Bada Shitikin Khusarin Zu, Hurak, Hu, the Khaykhaliko, Tanil Bias Mashiach to Kanil Gulam. Since it was, and the Pasuk says, the reason for the Khurban was a lack of sympathy to labor, only that can bring us to a point where we can be Zaychet to be redeemed. Shana Korma Tzapim Lo, we're all yearning for. The Kivet Shavodah Hashem, the law Simcha Vatuv Leivov, he Sibba Sachurban, Nim Simkeim, Shekol Oed Lo Nikva Belibayna Es Yesod HaSimcha, as long as that's what caused the Khurban, then as long as that's not entrenched in our hearts, the basic foundations of Simcha, Anu Ma'akvin V'zois, as Bias Mashiach Tukanyu, we are preventing Mashiach from coming. Alin Ezra Alein in the Shuv Vatuvah, on this we have to do Tshuva. Train Yisrael Negal and Elibat Tshuva. Because Klal Yisrael is only going to get redeemed when all the Jews do tshuva. Tarei shneida nemana ki agoyim leikuv agula ulariches agolus uchaisa simcha v'tshuva leiv. It's important to know and get this into your head and start accepting this, okay, once and for all, that what's preventing Mashiach from coming is the lack of simcha v'tshuva leiv. Just before we go any further, you have to understand that simcha v'tshuva leiv doesn't necessarily mean what we think it means. Going and dancing in the streets now might not be what the Torah is addressed from us. I can't imagine Auschwitz came around because we weren't sort of just, you know, dancing enough in the streets. We're obviously talking about something much more fundamental and basic here. We have to try and get definitions as we go through what this is. Don't understand. How can Simcha Vatuv Leiva be such a... That the Torah itself comes along and says that that causes the 98 klalos? Have you read the klalos? I mean, we're talking wild stuff here. It can't just be because we weren't smiling enough or we weren't just a bit like googie enough. That's not what it's talking about. Continue.